This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. U.S. Marshals arrested 30-year-old Eureka resident Corey Fisher in San Bernardino last Friday after a warrant for his arrest in connection with the ongoing sexual abuse of minors in Eureka was issued by Eureka Police. In August, Eureka Police received a lead and opened an investigation in coordination with the Sheriff's Office and the District Attorney's Office. They developed enough information to issue the warrant, and Fisher faces a list of charges related to the sexual abuse of minors. He will be extradited back to Humboldt County to face the charges, with bail set at $1 million. The California Highway Patrol and other emergency services responded to a fatal collision on Highway 299 at about 6:30 yesterday evening. A transit bus had collided with a sedan near Douglas City, and the CHP traffic information page revealed that one person had died on scene and that two more victims, both related to the fatality, were taken to Mercy Medical Center in Redding. The collision closed the highway for a short time, and one-way controlled traffic was in place while emergency personnel were on scene. Tuesday was a day of protests in downtown Eureka. About 150 people showed up at the courthouse around 9 o'clock yesterday morning to rally in support of the Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals program, the Dreamers, a program that could be dismantled by federal officials. The protesters gathered on the courthouse steps before heading inside to protest outside supervisors' chambers while the board met inside. The protest was organized by a local chapter of El Centro del Pueblo, a Latino community outreach group formed in Los Angeles. Yesterday afternoon, supporters of the Wiat tribe gathered outside the offices of Security National in downtown Eureka to protest statements made by CEO Rob Arkley on Talk Shop last month. Arkley questioned a plan by the city of Eureka to sell Indian Island back to the tribe and offered to buy the property himself. That led to backlash from tribal leaders across the region and to yesterday's protest on 5th Street. The Wiat tribe considers Indian Island a sacred place, and the city returned some of the property in 2004. The Yurok tribe has begun a fundraiser to raise money for the Tribal Court's Legal Access Center, where members can receive administrative support and help with legal paperwork related to both civil and criminal court proceedings. The Tribal Court has teamed up with Root and Rebound, a group that helps those with criminal convictions to resettle into communities, to assist members with access to housing, jobs, and other services that can be difficult to obtain following a conviction and a jail sentence. The tribe has started a CrowdRise fundraiser, and all contributions will go to the court program. St. Joseph Health has launched a multimedia campaign to highlight the wide range of services and medical care available to local residents at St. Joseph's in Eureka and Redwood Memorial in Fortuna. The media campaign will run through December as patients describe the care they received at St. Joseph Health. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.